Good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we are a complete retirement planning firm. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to download information. Sign up for our newsletter. You know, there's a lot of resources there. Or if you want to even send me questions, you can do that through our website or schedule a time to talk. Today, we want to get into a number of things, as I said. And you know my mantra. We talk about it. We're going to drill down into the market, what's going on in the stock market. But it's about more than one thing. It's always about the five pillars. We talk about being complete, having an income plan. We're going to talk about that today. Tax planning. I want to get into that today, certainly. Having an investment plan. Boy, there's a lot going on in the market. We're going to talk about that. Asset protection, protecting assets in the event of these events of someone passing away, long-term illness, and then having an estate and legacy plan, having the right documents in place to control assets during your lifetime, trust, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, and so on, to make sure they go to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. We're going to touch upon a lot of those topics today. Not all of them. We're limited to an hour today, but certainly we want to get some information out in your hands and get it to you through what we talk about today. Now, let's start with the market. I do want to talk about what's going on. You know, the CPI came out this week, Consumer Price Index, jobs report was out last week. We've been hitting a rough patch here with this market. And we saw, again, last week the market, or the week before, the market was actually negative for the week, approximately down 1%. But when we see these consumer price indexes coming out, it was 3.5% year over year. Now, there's arguments on all of these sides of what does that mean? Well, certainly now the Fed, you know, there were talks at the beginning of the year the Fed was going to reduce rates six times this year. Well, now we're talking maybe two. And so this is, again, I think there's a number of takeaways here when we start to look at our investment plan as a piece of our plan. What are the risks when we take a look at that? Now, the bonds, and you know, when we look at what we own in bonds, we have to understand what happened. Now, the 10-year is close to 4.5%. And if you look at, if you own bonds in your portfolio, more than likely they're down. The aggregate bond index year over year is down almost 4%. The 20-year is down 15%. Are you aware of that? And so, you know, when I meet with people and we go through their investments and we talk about it, and by the way, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. But when we meet with people the first time, usually most people have a stack of investment statements. There's not really a big investment plan or reason for their investments and how they're supposed to work together. They don't really have a plan in place. And this is what, hopefully, one of the takeaways from today when we talk about, when I ask the question, can you tell me what your investment plan is? What do you own? Why do you own it? If you have bonds in your portfolio right now, and we're going to talk about that, you know, the market's at all-time highs. Typically, stocks and bonds, the idea is they're uncorrelated, right? Stocks go down, bonds go up. Well, what's happening relatively recently, and we saw this in 2022, where bonds were down almost 17, well, the 60-40 portfolio was down about 17-18%, the worst since 1937. We saw bonds, the 20-year was down 37%. Do we really know what we own in our portfolios? Jamie Dimon has come out, and he thinks rates may go all the way up to 8%. We're in a very precarious position here. And especially with markets at all-time highs, even though they've come off those highs, you know, if you're relying on these investments for your retirement, right, we have to be aware of some of these things. You know, we call it the sequence of returns risk. This is the risk that the market declines happen in the early years of your retirement paired with withdrawals, and they could significantly reduce the longevity of your portfolio. And this is why, as I said, I want to get into income planning. Let's just talk about your portfolio. It doesn't have to be that complicated. So when I talk about maybe some bond alternatives in your portfolio, I mean, gold is up, commodities are up, the stocks and bonds have kind of been taking a hit lately. What do you own? And so if we don't have a plan, unfortunately, emotions can sometimes get the best of us. So when we talk about how do we protect, you know, the last thing we want to do is we're getting close to retirement, in retirement to start to go backwards. So let me give you some ideas on some alternatives to your portfolio. I'm not saying you don't continue to own stocks. Look, you can still own the broad index. This is typically the best, the least risky way to have market exposure. VTSMX, which is the Vanguard Total Stock Market. You can own SPY, which is the S&P. These are all exchange-traded funds, right? You can own QQQ, which is the NASDAQ 100. If you want to have more exposure to technology, that's pretty simple. But then when we take a look at what are we going to do to protect some of this, we want some growth. Well, what are some alternatives? I'll give you a couple of quick ideas here. First of all, on the bonds, you may want to own some fixed. This are getting, you know, money markets are getting 5%, CDs. These are things that they are a fixed position, but year over year, you might be up 5% versus being down 5, 6, 7, 10% on your bonds. Should we own some of those in our fixed? Let's take a look at that. The other thing is, and I've talked about these before, there's fixed and indexed annuities. Again, principal protected. So can we have some of these? In fact, some of these allow for some growth potential on the upside with no principal risk. And so I can give an example. Now, again, this is just an example, and you have to do the due diligence on your part. I've seen where they've been up 10, 11% in a year. And what the beauty of how these work is, and again, this is a good bond alternative. Typically, they're not going to be up 20%, 25%. But, you know, if you can have some growth on these, you wouldn't be down. So should these be a bond alternative in your portfolio? Look, we have things to protect our home. We have things to protect our auto. We have these things. What are we doing to try to protect our portfolios? And so there's a number of moving parts in here. Unfortunately, I think sometimes our industry makes it too complicated. Look, you're going to have some market exposure. We buy those things. We have exposure to the market. I want to talk also about what do we own in each piece, because there may be some opportunities to create a watch list and buy some stocks on, that are down right now. We'll get into that coming up. But again, I want you to understand these. Should we ladder our bonds? There was a recent article in Wall Street Journal that says how we own bonds that come, you know, duration. The longer the duration, the bigger the risk typically on interest rates. So I just, again, I want you to understand some of these concepts. The biggest thing is to understand what you do. So let me make this offer. I want to offer some information to you, and then I'm going to make another offer on top of that. But if you want our investment planning report, how to create a portfolio strategies, it's a five-step method to creating a portfolio. It's an exercise, and it walks you through that. You'll see what you own. You'll start to put a plan together. This is good stuff. I'll also include the truth about annuities in there so you can take a look at these bond alternatives or fixed investments or principal protected strategies for your portfolio. I want you to get the information because you deserve it. And then let me take it to one more level here. For those of you that really want to do a deep dive into your portfolio, I'll also offer this. This is really an overall retirement planning offer. If you want to schedule a time to come in, we do a complete deep dive, a look under the hood on your portfolio. You will discover what you'll own. We call it the portfolio X-ray. We'll provide some clarity to your overall plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, or if you want the information we offered, 630-864-6711 to either schedule a time or to get some information on creating that portfolio and protecting all the hard work that you put in to create this wealth. Coming up, I do want to get into some more ideas on this, as well as pose the question, how much of your income is dependent on the market? We're going to talk about why that's important and what we can do about that. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information that we offered in the previous segment, or you want anything that you're specific, we'll always customize it for you, you know, regarding creating that investment plan, understanding what you own. We offered that report as well as the truth about annuities. We'll get that out to you. You can give us a call at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to get that information. Or if you have any questions, again, any way we can help you, give us a call. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and download information, sign up for our newsletter. You can send me an email if you want to schedule a time to chat or get together. We did also offer that portfolio analysis, but I want to include that in really your overall retirement plan, because it's about creating the retirement plan that's part of, investments are part of that overall plan, having, but that's not all of it. And so I did want to talk a little bit more about, you know, these other pieces, why they're so critical. It's not just about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about getting to a number. Sometimes that can be a trap, right? When we look at that, because we see these, look, it's when the market's going up, right? You can't really figure out your risk tolerance when an up market. And so when we start to see these things where it's been kind of a rough couple weeks, yes, the market's up here today, but, and sometimes we forget. But there's a lot of angst in our planning and in emotions when we look at our investments, and I get it, right? And so, unfortunately, sometimes we become our own worst enemy. And so what can we do to protect it? What can we do to have what I call a simple investment plan? And I gave you some of those ideas before. As far as having some exposure to equities, yeah, you want to have growth, but then what can we do to protect that pot? What can we do for some bond alternatives? And then know what we own and feel confident with it. And so that's really what it's about, having an investment plan that can be effective but simple. But more than that, really we want to take a look at, because as I said, it's not about growing a pile of money, because you've heard the phrase, income is more important than savings because savings can run out. And so when you hear me kind of pound the table on creating an income plan, another one of those five pillars, you see why this is important. Creating income you can't outlive. Income that comes in regardless of the market. Income comes in regardless of savings and investment. And income that comes in, whether you're 65, 75, or 95, I posed the question earlier, what's your investment plan? Can you tell me? What do you own? Right? The next part of this, too, is what's your income plan? How are you going to create income for the rest of your life? And then if you're married, for the rest of your spouse's life. This is what it comes down to. And I would submit to you, and I've said it before, right? Feeling wealthy in retirement really comes down to one thing, having more income than expenses. And are you comfortable going 20, 25, or 30 years without a paycheck? I'm not saying you can't rely on your investments as part of that to supplement, but wouldn't it be great? Imagine if you could have all the income you need, and then you have these investments where you pull off $10,000, $20,000 because you want to do something. You know, the paychecks come in every month. So that's why when I talk about the Social Security decision, we have a whole income planning packet that talks about, not only does it provide the worksheets, the income and budget worksheets that are coupled together, but it also gets into these decisions you need to make. Right? You're in this, what sometimes has been called the dangerous decade, 5 years before and 5 years after retirement. But, you know, Social Security decision is a big decision. It is an irrevocable decision. So, you know, when we talk about taking it at 62, by the way, a number of studies have shown most people take it at 62, the majority. Now, there's still a lot to take it at other ages. That's the lowest possible benefit. And so you're locking into the lowest benefit for the rest of your life. This is a pretty important decision. It can be 75% higher if you wait. So you could have a benefit. I mean, I'm just giving ballpark. You may have a benefit that's $24,000 a year at age or less at age 62. It could be $45,000 a year at age 70. Or you do somewhere in between, right? There's full retirement age, which if you're born in 1960 or later, it's 67. Typically between 66 and 67. We need to coordinate that. I had a couple we met, now they are clients, but he was going to work 2.5 more years. And the reason was because his wife would be 1 year closer to Medicare. They had to factor, that's another thing to factor in, of course, and or 1 year away. And so he said, look, I want to work 2.5 more years. We can pay for some care. But by then, his benefit was going to be, I think, around $40,000. Right around 60, at 67, it was going to be around 40,000. The wife had a retirement benefit, but it was low because she had not worked many years. But the spousal benefit is half the retirement benefit. So that's 20,000. These are things to be aware of in these Social Security decisions. So that's $60,000 of income. We also talked to them. He had a small pension. That's another example of income. So for those of you that have pensions, get your pension information. So you see how we're starting to create an income plan? And so these are ideas. And then we've talked about this before. I talked about it in the first segment. We can take a look at annuities as another example. You know, in this example with this couple, we talked about, because he was going to retire in 2.5 years, he was able to put that in place. So in 3 years from now, he would have another $25,000 of income. So again, think of this stacking. $60,000 from Social Security, $25,000. And by the way, the annuity is a joint lifetime income. So he was able to, the couple, they were able to have about 80, because there was a small pension, I think it was closer to $90,000 of income. Income that comes in regardless of the market, income that comes in regardless of what they have in savings and investment, and income that comes in, you know, at any age. That's income. And so, you know, this is so important why when I talk about going to SSA.gov, getting that information, understanding what your options are, providing clarity. So imagine if, again, these things where we have an investment plan we're confident with, we're comfortable with, we can stick to it, right? And then in addition to that, we have an income plan where we say, okay, I'm trying to create as much income as possible. We're starting to get there. We have more pieces to this plan, and I'm going to get into taxes coming up, and I want to also talk a little bit about estate planning. But this is planning. And so let me make this offer again. For those of you that want information, I'll offer the income planning packet. It includes the Social Security decision. It includes the worksheets. It includes the overall maximizing income and planning report. It talks about these different ideas of creating income. We'll get that out to you. There's no cost or obligation. You can sit down and go through it and really start, again, to create a roadmap and understand where you stand relative to the income and create an income plan. This would be a good thing. For those of you that want to schedule a time to come in, we'll do an income planning quote. We'll run the numbers for you. We'll test your plan based on your goals, and we'll look at options to create income you can't outlive. And also protect for those of you married, protect the surviving spouse. This is what it's all about. Having income you can't outlive, I think that's a good thing. As I said, I think feeling wealthy in retirement comes down to one thing, having more income than expenses. So if you want to take advantage of that or get the information, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I do want to get into one other aspect, which is reducing taxes, creating income, but getting most of it tax-free. You listen to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us or get any information, I've offered today, we started talking about the market and what's going on there, maybe some things to look at creating an investment plan that you're confident with and comfortable with and you can stick with, understanding what's going on in this market. A lot's going on. It's important we have a solid investment plan, or if you want information on the income planning, we offered that income planning packet. You can give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to get that information. Or if you want to schedule a time, because I know everybody's situation is unique. You want a personalized retirement planning analysis that includes all of these things, creating income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, you know, having an investment plan that you're confident with, all of those things. And we get into the estate planning as well. We can do that as well. More than happy to help you out in any way we can. That's what we're here. We want to be a resource for you. 630-864-6711. And if you want us to customize, if you have something specific, we can customize it for you too. So I want to make that offer as well. You know, as I said, we've covered some things that are going on in this market. A lot of volatility lately. CPI came out, the jobs report. It's always something. We don't know what the Fed's going to do. And so it's important to understand what we own. I said that. But it's also important to create income we can't outlive. That's why I talk about being complete, not about one thing, not about a product, not about growing a pile of money or getting to a number. We have to be careful. So I always try to keep this as simple as possible, where I say, look, there's just five pillars to your plan, five pieces. And so I've covered a few of those. I want to segue into one more, which is taxes, of course. You hear me talk a lot about that. And it's important because taxes can play a huge role in our retirement, a very big role. Right now, look, our national debt is over $34 trillion. It's insane what's happening right now. They've already talked about a budget of over $7 trillion. And this is some of the things, the conundrum, so to speak, you know, with what's happening with inflation, because there's so much flow of money. You have fiscal policy and you have monetary policy. And I think right now, the fiscal policy is certainly not helping. And you know, our current tax rates are at 40-year lows. So we have debt at the highest level ever. And I think the last example I heard is every 100 days we're adding $1 trillion. As I said, I think over a $7 trillion budget is being proposed right now annually. It's insane, as I said. Where do you think tax rates will go in the future? You know, and so most of us have our money. It's just the reality. Most of us have our money in tax-deferred accounts. Here's the good thing, right? Because we've completed our tax returns. There's just all this information on there. And there's a difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Tax preparation, you do every April with the help of your CPA, versus looking down the road ahead, not in the rearview mirror. I like to call it forward tax planning. You know, I've said it time and time again, and I've done it so many times, really, when people have come in, it's amazing, getting money into the Roth IRAs. Now, that window has passed. You cannot do 2023 anymore, but it doesn't stop you from doing 2024. Roth IRAs, the money grows tax-free the rest of your life, $8,000 per person per year. Okay, and you can put money into a Roth at any age. You can put money into a Roth so long as you have earned income. You can put money into a Roth even if you're contributing to a 401k, and you can put money into a Roth even if you're not working. My father-in-law is still working. He's 88. It's amazing. But I told them we can do Roths. And my mother-in-law, We put money in Roth. Of course. Why wouldn't you? The money grows tax-free the rest of your life. If tax rates go up in the future, the tax rate on it is always zero. So how many of us are doing what I call forward tax planning? I incorporate that into what I do. You know, if you look at your tax return, pull it out. You'll see where your marginal tax bracket is. By the way, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is set to end after 2025. So we have this year and next year. That's it as far as the rules today. So where will tax rates go up there? We've seen what the proposals have been. Doubling the capital gains tax rate, increasing the marginal tax bracket, highest one up a little bit. Corporate tax rates going from 21 to 28%. Where do you think that leads? And so, as I said, what happens when you go into retirement? Okay. And so if tax rates go up, if you need, I've done the example before, but if you need, let's say you need $30,000 out of your retirement account, your IRA or 401k, and you're in a 25, just use the example of a 25 effective tax bracket, you need to pull out 40 to net 30. $10,000 goes to your partner, the government. And what happens if tax rates go up? Will you have to pull out more? Well, you will. And is that going to impact the longevity of your portfolio? Could. And so what is the risk to yours? There's so many things that we can do. And as I said, tax preparation versus tax planning. You know, I have that report, which I've offered many times, has 7 ideas on getting to tax-free. Are we incorporating some of these ideas, putting ourselves up? Keep in mind, too, with these retirement accounts, you have eventually what are called required minimum distributions. I've had a number of meetings. I have them all the time, I guess, just every week, where someone, she was taking out $40,000 out of it. She said, I don't need it. Well, if you don't take it, it's a 25% penalty. So you're going to take it and pay the tax. Guess what? It also can, in fact, it impacts what your social, how much you pay on Social Security. It can impact your Medicare premiums. You see this vicious circle? And so this is why I do talk about doing Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks and even Roth conversions. These are just 3 ideas. There's more. So what are we doing? And this is important. And so that's why I say, if you want these ideas, I put them together and I'll send that out to you, that report. But better yet, for those of you who want to do a tax analysis, I've offered the portfolio analysis. The tax analysis, too, we look at, you may have 1099 income. You're probably creating income that you don't need, right? We have great, it's great. We're getting 5% on the money markets now or more, or, you know, 4%, whatever the numbers are. But now we got to pay tax on it. So you're not actually netting 5%. We talk about getting to tax-free where there's no, as I mentioned, Roth versus traditional. There's no required distributions. The tax on it is zero. It's not used to calculate your Social Security or your Medicare premiums. Are we using this in our strategies? So I get a little animated because I think there's things that we can be doing that will make a difference. And we don't want to get blindsided in retirement. So if you want to take advantage of some of this, we do a complete analysis. We look at where are there opportunities to try to get to tax-free. You may not get there, but why don't we start down that road? Start taking those steps. If you want to schedule a time to come in, this is a complete retirement planning. We'll take a look at how do we maximize or try to maximize our Social Security. What are we doing to create income we can't outlive? What are we doing with our investment planning piece, too, to have money that's available to us to supplement the things we want to do, the fun things? And then, of course, minimizing the taxes on it. And then having the estate plan and legacy plan in place. Being complete, that's my goal. If you want to take advantage of that, as I say, throw everything in a box, come on in. We'll do the analysis. We'll go through everything. You'll walk out of here with a plan and hopefully, I like to say, a little less stress and clarity in your plan. And more clarity, less stress. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can schedule a time. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. As I said, we'll customize things for if you want. If you want that tax-free planning report, we'll get that out to you as well. Again, want to get you information. Look, coming up, we're going to get into this other aspect of taxes, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Well, it affects your estate as well. We want to talk about estate planning, another piece of your plan. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are, as I said, a complete retirement planning firm. We've talked today about a number of things I've just kind of touched upon. I wish I had more time, but I'm trying to at least kind of plant the seed and then offer information. You know, the market's been kind of wonky, or lack of a better word. I think there's some, this is an opinion. It doesn't mean you change your plan, but you got to have one. We've seen this market go back and forth, and I think there's some concerns out there, right? We have the inflation, CPI came out this week. The jobs report is a little questionable. I know they're adding jobs, 300,000, 150,000 of them were government jobs. A lot of them were part-time. So I think the underlying, there's some bubbling things that are happening. The CPI, again, is at 3.5, which means interest rates. The 10-year went up to 4.5. That's impacting your bonds and your portfolio. And our debt's at closing on $35 trillion. Just, again, a number of concerns out there that could impact your portfolio and then ultimately your retirement. And if you're relying on your investments to provide your income, well, then there's even, I would submit there's even more risk. Besides the tax risk we talked about, which is now what happens if taxes go up in the future, which we have tax rates, marginal tax rates at all-time lows, debt at all-time highs, and it keeps going higher. There's a number of things out there that I get. And if we're getting near retirement, well, this is where we're the most vulnerable. So I'm trying to give ideas that can, again, imagine if you could create an investment plan you're comfortable and confident in, having income that you that can support most of your lifestyle. I like to call it turn the lights on money, that you can't outlive. That'd be a good thing. And then try to minimize the tax on it. The biggest thing, I think, with all of this is you're being proactive. Right, you're doing things. I think that's going to put you in a better spot, and I think that leads to being successful too. As soon as you get active, that's why I offer worksheets and reports and all of these tools. I believe that can put you in a better spot. So if you want any of that information, we offer the income planning packet as well as the tax planning. I mean, we can put them together. All right, I'll put the whole packet, all of the information together. I'll call it the retirement planning packet. If you want that, we'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You know, we talked about taxes in the last segment. I talked about, you know, creating, starting to contribute to the Roth, starting to do Roth 401ks, looking maybe at potentially at Roth conversions. This is something I do. I'm an investment advisor rep. We provide active money management, I'm insurance license. But I also, of course, will take a look at your taxes. And as I said, it's tax planning versus tax prep. Do forward tax planning, putting yourself and reducing that risk. Now, as far as taxes go, I mentioned this Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which was passed in 2017, is set to expire or sunset at the end of 2025. Now, marginal tax brackets will go up, okay? One of the other aspects of that, estate taxes. So I did want to spend a couple minutes on this. What does that mean? In other words, the estate tax exemption, what you can pass on to your children and grandchildren. And so, you know, this is something we do in house. We do estate planning. We have an attorney that does trust. I've been doing this, you know, since I've been in this business many years. I always have made estate planning integral, right? As far as controlling your assets during your lifetime. If you don't have the right documents in place, someone else will be making decisions for you. We talk about the court system. Assets could be frozen. You may disinherit children. Certainly, there are expenses and potential taxes there. These are the things that we want to make sure we have in place. I always call it the non-negotiable. I've used the phrase before, and it was an attorney I worked with years ago. He used to say, if you have a bank account and a home, you should have a trust. I agree with that. In the state of Illinois, and I'm quoting our the attorney, and it's the fact, if your estate is $100,000 more or you own real property, you could be exposed to probate court where assets are frozen. Then we're looking just what's the tax implication of that. So now assets are frozen potentially. How are your assets titled? Who are your beneficiaries? You can't change beneficiaries post-death. I've given that example before, the article out of the Wall Street Journal, having a bad air day, H-E-I-R, not hair day, air day, where that individual who worked for a company for many years, his largest asset was his 401k. And he was left it to his daughters. And he passed away, and it went to his wife, who he'd been married to for 2 months. You know, these are things why this is just another piece of that planning. And then the estate taxes. We've talked about this a few times, but keep in mind you have federal estate tax exemption, which are set to go down. And the other thing, just one other thing I want to make a comment about these is we don't know where estate taxes are going to be in the future, estate tax exemptions or the tax themselves, right? I don't know where we know if nothing changes, they're going to be halved as far as from a federal level. In the state of Illinois, right now, it's $4 million per person. So keep in mind, if you don't have a trust in place, so what happens is if between husband and wife, if a spouse passes away and it goes to the surviving spouse. It's called an unlimited marital deduction. There is no tax at the first death. You could have a $10 million estate. The problem is you could potentially lose the you don't preserve the exemption. So if you have a $5 million estate and someone passes away and the surviving spouse gets $5 million, okay, no estate tax, and then they pass away, the children get it, and the government says, okay, and by the way, in the state of Illinois, if you're $1 over $4 million, they go back and include all of it. It's kind of, anyway, if it's a $5 million exemption and you get it, and the government comes to you and says, hey, you owe us 40% or 30%, whatever that number is, you owe us a few hundred thousand dollars, they're going to say, wait a minute, you know, mom had $4 million, dad had $4 million, how come I'm paying tax? Well, because dad, you didn't get anything from dad, you got it all from mom. You see the problem? You can lose an exemption. And so this is not just, a trust doesn't only provide the ability to avoid probate, because trusts don't die, right? So if it's in the name of the trust, it does not go to probate court. And so instead of Gene and John Smith, as a joint account, joint titling on your home, it should say the Smith Family Trust. People can pass away, the trust doesn't, so the trust does not go to probate court. Bank accounts, same thing, brokerage accounts. You see how this works? And so it can also preserve the exemption, the estate tax exemption. So now you preserve your $4 million at the first death, and then the $4 million. See how why these things are so important? If we don't put some of these things in place, besides the fact that you want to make sure that, you know, again, you control things. If this goes through probate court, that's a mess. The other thing is income taxes. Since we're talking about taxes. So the estate tax exemption having, well, I call them the six essential documents. We have that report. I'm going to make that offer here in a second, because I also have what's called our bulletproofing your beneficiaries report too. This is our estate planning packet. And I would just tell you, for those of you who have done the estate many years ago, when was the last time you pulled it off, dusted it off? Who are your successor trustees? What does the distribution section say? Has there been changes in your life? Who are your beneficiaries? I call it a beneficiary audit. This is important stuff, of course. You worked really hard to build this. What are we doing to protect it? I talked about beneficiary designations. Keep in mind, unless you name your trust or will, they have nothing to do with that asset. You have an IRA or 401k with the beneficiary designations. I'm not saying that's wrong, but it's going to flow to whoever it is. By the way, retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks, either you're paying the tax during your lifetime or your children are. Someone's paying it. I just want you to be aware of that. It is completely taxable to them. They have to exhaust that account within 10 years and pay all the tax. Oh, no, by the way, if it's in a Roth, they don't pay the tax. So just another thing about this tax-free stuff I talked about. That's the technical term, the tax-free stuff. I talked about in the last segment, you know, part of this can flow to your children where you, not just during your lifetime, but guess what? They get it tax-free. And so no estate taxes if we preserve our exemptions, hopefully. No income taxes or a little on the income tax side of it. This is planning, and this is why I talk about being complete, having these five pillars. I've covered a lot of ground today. I think I talked about your investments. Hopefully got you motivated to take a look at that. This market's a little wacky right now. What are we doing to protect our wealth and the growth? There's strategies there, which I offered. What are we doing to minimize taxes? What are we doing to create income we can't outlive? And what are we doing to have the right documents in place during our lifetime, powers of attorney, as well as the trust to make sure the assets go, or help make sure the assets go to our children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner? This is it, man. This is it. And I try to keep it simple. I'll offer that, which I should have offered before, what I call the retirement roadmap. That is the complete retirement plan. So I hope, you know, I've helped out. There's been some good ideas. For those of you that want to schedule a time too, because everybody's situation is unique, so I want to offer that. You know, you come on in. We'll sit down. We'll do everything. Bring in your trust too. As I like to say, throw everything in a box. If you have estate planning diagrams, we can have our attorneys review those. You'll see, you may uncover some things you were totally unaware of. Usually through this process you do, create income you can't outlive. We'll go through that, the Social Security decision, tax planning. And, you know, this will be a good thing. I hope you realize that. You'll walk out of here, as I said, with a plan. Know where you stand and be able to take action. So if you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. As I said, I hope there's been some good ideas. That's my goal every week, to give you some great ideas that are going to make a difference in your plan. We'll be back next week. We're here every Sunday at 7 a.m. on This Week in Wealth. You listen to Tom Fortino, 720 WGN. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.